Supplier relationships and segmentation roadmap. Supplier relationship management and supplier segmentation are introduced next. Supplier relationship management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supplier relationship management as RMS, a comprehensive approach to managing an enterprise's interactions with the organizations that supply the goods and services the enterprise uses. The goal of SRM is to streamline and make more effective the processes between an enterprise and its suppliers. SRM is often associated with automating procure-to-pay business processes, evaluating supplier performance, and exchanging information with suppliers. An e-procurement system is often an example of an SRM family of applications. Supplier relationship management helps develop and maintain relationships with suppliers to meet the general goals of ensuring mutual profitability while also meeting marketplace needs. SRM is a methodology to structure and support relationships with suppliers to reduce procurement and inventory costs, support a customer-centric business that delivers product/service customization and quality in the desired timeframe, continuously improve supply processes. We should note that SRM applies only to higher levels of buyer-supplier relationships, except in the case of SRM technology enabling easier buy-on-the-market transactions. SRM has its true strength in developing deeper relationships with suppliers that have been identified as key partners in the supply chain. These relationships entail a greater sharing of information, greater knowledge of suppliers and their needs, collaboration at certain points, and even integration of business processes. If we view the supply chain as a series of actions intended to add value to the final product or service, as shown in Exhibit 6-9, supplier relationship management relates to all those upstream activities prior to one's own contact with the product or service. Note that Exhibit 6-9 assumes that the organization using SRM is a manufacturer. A distributor would use SRM to manage manufacturers who are its suppliers. Exhibit 6-9, Supply Chain Community. Supplier Segmentation. Supplier segmentation is a part of the category strategy for suppliers. Segmentation is the process used to create these supplier categories. One traditional way of segmenting suppliers was to focus on those that did a lot of business with the organization. This may have prompted the organization to pursue strategic relationships with those suppliers. However, they might be supplying only commodities or could get a lot of orders due to inertia, for example, established relationships or design specifications that would require redesigning other subcomponents, rather than because they deserve to have a strategic relationship. A more nuanced method of segmentation than total spend is often called for. The rationale for segmenting suppliers is based on the importance of the supplier category to the organization. Just as treating all of your customers as if they were the same can lead to poor marketing and selling strategies, treating all suppliers as if they were the same can lead to inefficiencies or poor supply chain responsiveness. The Pareto rule applies to suppliers. 20% of the suppliers or so will deliver 80% of the value to the organization's objectives or bottom line. The vital few suppliers who deliver significant value need more relationship management than the trivial many. Supplier segmentation is a key tool to move an organization toward having a responsive supply chain. While many organizations used to base supplier selection on finding suppliers who could minimize costs, such as by leveraging economies of scale and low wages in one country, today's market is placing significant stress on responsiveness. For example, even when competing on cost, the country with the lowest labor costs may change quickly as the relative level of wealth in country shifts. The result is that, instead of developing stable sources of lowest-cost, high-volume supply, organizations are faced with sources that may become less competitive sooner than expected. This means that even organizations with low-cost strategies need a certain level of responsiveness. However, since responsiveness has a cost, this becomes a dilemma for cost-competitive models. Here is where supplier segmentation can come to the rescue. Supplier segmentation increases responsiveness without significantly increasing costs because it helps organizations with complex networks of suppliers manage their risks and responses. Cost and risk analyses can be simplified when suppliers with similar attributes can be analyzed together. Furthermore, a set of suppliers can be developed that can all be selected as a group when strategy needs to shift. For example, complexity may provide a competitive advantage in the early stages of a product's life cycle, but as a product matures, it may be better to shift to suppliers who can eliminate unnecessary complexity and provide a standardized product. Supplier segmentation is also ideal for organizations pursuing strategies other than low cost. For example, if quality will be the source of the organization's competitive advantage, suppliers can be segmented based on their ability to provide consistent high quality. Organizations can devise unique methods of segmentation that benefit their industry and business model. The following are forms of supplier segmentation: product or service type. Segmenting suppliers by the general category of goods or services they supply can help when analyzing all suppliers in that category. Ideal relationship type. Segmenting suppliers by ideal relationship type involves analyzing what a supplier would bring to some form of partnership if one were to be pursued. The analysis might reveal that some suppliers should remain at arm's length while others would make great strategic partners. It could also show where a supplier was in the wrong category. For example, a supplier could be mistakenly considered to be strategic even though your organization is contributing far more than it receives from the relationship. Supplier capabilities. Segmentation by supplier capabilities will help organizations that compete on a focus, for example, niche audience, or differentiation from competitor offerings, basis for their products/services, because here we are segmenting suppliers based their ability to deliver on the key business objectives at the core of these strategies. The complexity and quality examples above are segmenting by supplier capability. Another example is customer service. Suppliers who could impact customer service could be placed in one segment. Suppliers who have marginal impact on customer service could be placed in another. And those who are very unlikely to impact customer service could go in a third category. Suppliers in the first category could receive the largest amount of attention. There would be an emphasis on regular communication of problems and customer feedback, an early warning system for shipping delays, and supplier selection criteria based more on quality and responsiveness than on cost. Suppliers in lower tiers would receive less attention and could have selection criteria that kept cost as a primary decision factor. When an organization has several strategic priorities, suppliers could be segmented for each capability separately. Those suppliers ranking high in each list would be preferred suppliers. Suppliers who failed to provide the needed capabilities would be identified and replaced. Customization versus standardization. Some suppliers will specialize in being responsive and able to provide custom solutions, while others will specialize in providing standardized solutions at economies of scale. Grouping suppliers in this way can help organizations when they are shifting strategies. The earlier description of reducing complexity to suit a product's later lifecycle stages is one example of how this type of segmentation could be used. Level of innovation. Some suppliers are better partners than others when working to innovate a product's design. Suppliers who contribute creative input to product designs can be given preferential early involvement in a product design. Lead times. Grouping suppliers by similar lead times might help organizations when scheduling orders for goods. When tracking supplier performance, it will highlight lead time consistency since they can be tracked against their peers in terms of average lead times, and possibly by allowing certain shipments to be grouped together, if feasible, cementing other supply chain partners. Who are the organization's non-customer/non-supplier supply chain partners? Answering this question may result in some categories that can be used as segments. For example, these partners may include supply chains that produce complementary goods and services, and that could be approached to pursue cross-selling opportunities. Other stakeholders may not count as supply chain partners but could still benefit from segmentation. Regulatory bodies, auditors, the general public, specific communities, interest groups, unions, and so on. Segmentation could help the organization craft communications that are targeted toward the group. Segmenting these stakeholders by relative importance can help the organization decide how much time and money to devote to maintaining each relationship.